Norfolk wherries are perhaps the ultimate emblem of the region, a graceful symbol of a simpler bygone era before machines came to dominate. A boat builder has embarked on an ambitious 6-year project to create a brand new vessel, designed along the same lines as a traditional craft which once sailed the waterways, carrying their wares around every corner of the Broads. The vessels date back to the 17th century and were developed from an earlier type, the Norfolk keel, which they ultimately replaced. In their heyday in the 1800s, there were more than 300 of them, navigating the Broads, carrying trade between the waterside staiths. Their sails were black from a protective mixture of tar and fish oil. The last trading wherry to be built was the Ella in 1912. She has not survived, as the fleet was gradually broken up or left to sink as trade moved off the waterways and their numbers dwindled away, so that they had virtually vanished by the Second World War. Pleasure wherries and wherry yachts became popular in the wake of the late Victorian tourism boom, and some of these have survived. The wherry's legacy remains in many village signs, as well as the names of pubs, companies, beer, and the long-distance Wherryman's Way footpath and a railway line. Don McDermott, the main man behind the project, plans to start work on the new vessel later this summer, and already has a name for her, Lady Garnet, in tribute to Sir Garnet, the wherry which appears in Arthur Ransome's books set on the Broads, the Coot Club and the Big Six. Mr. McDermott is originally from the US, but learned his trade at Lowestoft's International Boat Building Training College in 2021-22. He now lives in Bourne End in Buckinghamshire, where he works at a boatyard on the River Thames, and where he is to start work on the 59-foot or 18-metre oak Lady Garnet. He hopes that once he is finished, she will be able to carry cargo under sail, as wherried this for hundreds of years, but haven't done so since the Albion in 1972. She was very much an outlying case, as all other wherries had ceased trading before the Second World War, Mr. McDermott says. But all of that is about to change. My wherry will be able to carry roughly 15 tons, that's 15,000 kilograms, of cargo, and I intend to use her as part of an ever-growing sail cargo movement. Sadly for locals, he plans to use the Lady Garnet for trading on the Thames rather than on Norfolk and Suffolk waters. Her design is loosely based on the Albion, although she will differ as the Albion is carvel planked, which means she has a smooth hull, while Lady Garnet is going to be clinker planked, which means her planks will overlap with each other. As with previous trading wherries, she will feature an enormous eye-catching black gaff-rigged sail. Mr. McDermott said, "I decided as a homage to Arthur Ransome that I would give my wherry a similar name, and since boats are always traditionally called she, I thought it would make sense to simply change it to Lady Garnet," he said.